12th of January, 2 days before we went to the polling stations.
Correct.
That the internet was shut down temporarily, and only certain institutions were able to have so-called access online.
Right.
Many of you woke up, or basically in the afternoon, you're trying to do things and you couldn't do them. And you couldn't actually access certain sites and all of that. Now, it continued and continued. It's on. And even now, as we speak, some people are using VPNs. It's really difficult when you are on or off, you're not sure.
Right.
Now, because of this, the telecom companies and UCC now find themselves going to court because they are being sued.
They're being sued?
Yes.
UCC and you, telecom companies,
yes,
are sued by who?
Two lawyers are dragging the telecom companies and the Uganda Communications Commission to the High Court. Basically, they are challenging what they have described as an unlawful internet blackout that they say plunged the country into digital darkness during the just concluded elections. Basically, crippling businesses, cutting off millions of Ugandans from vital information at a very critical democratic moment.
This one is Michael Aboneka and Raymond Amumpaire.
That is right.
Interesting.
They argue that the shutdown basically imposed without transparency or legal justification violated constitutionally guaranteed rights and basically caused widespread economic, social, and civic disruption, basically including paralysis of offline businesses and mobile money services.
That's interesting. I hope more lawyers can be younger so that they have more muscle, because
it should become a class action.
Absolutely, because people have lost businesses during this period.
I'm telling you, we live in a digital world. We no longer live in analog. Let's listen to what they said.
We are demanding that, one, our rights to education, because we are all students. We are studying in various places and we study online, so we cannot study because the period the internet was switched off, we're not able to study. Even right now, it is not fully open because we cannot access WhatsApp groups because we do class in WhatsApp groups. The shutting down of internet violates the freedom of expression and opinion, which is guaranteed under Article 29 of the Constitution. As you know, you can't access Facebook, you can't access Twitter, and also during the shutdown, some of us only receive news through our phones. We no longer buy hard papers. We no longer listen to TV directly. The TV is now on our phone, and we find that that's a violation of our right. The other one is the violation of a right to practice our own profession and also to earn a living through other trades. As you are aware, that even during the time of internet shutdown, as lawyers, we're not able to file matters on ICMIS. You can imagine that ICMIS, which is a court management system, was down. So access to justice was denied to us.
There you have Michael Aboneka and Raymond Amumpaire saying that they're going to sue, and they have gone to court. We'll be going to court to take telecoms and Uganda Communications Commissions for civic disruption, widespread economic issues. Lucky, you said something very interesting. You hope that others jump on this, perhaps maybe Uganda Law Society.
Initially when we were having this conversation, I was like, I wish the Uganda Law Society are the ones who had actually come out and said, you know, on behalf of Ugandans, because during this period, a hell lot of young people were affected. Not even just young people, people who do businesses like this.
Yes.
We're going to sue, you know. That would have been interesting, isn't it? You know,
the UCC head top honcho there, I recently remember him saying something that they're just following principles that are around the world when it comes to shutting down internet.
They are principles, so they are following.
I don't know of any principle that talks about shutting down internet.
Internet.
Because of elections. I have never come across that.
How about security?
Security-wise, you can understand the length of time. You see, what these lawyers here are saying. They are saying that it cripples businesses.
It did that.
And the fact that it was imposed without transparency or legal justification. Legal justification.
When UCC was explaining, or Electoral Commission, or the President was explaining this thing, I think they came from a place of security.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very well. I don't know the exact words they used or the exact words the President used, but he was saying, there are certain things, maybe propaganda would be spread and the country will get into some sort of chaos, and therefore security there would have been an issue. So if they came from that place, then then, how are you going to beat them?
Well, I mean, you look at the violated constitutional guaranteed rights. You can go from that angle. And I wish there was a way that this loss economically could be actually
compensated.
Right. You see, guys, we know for these days you miss this out on this much money. We're going to compensate you.
These guys are broke. How are they going to compensate? I keep on reminding you. You know, like you're broke.
Why are you saying we are broke? Obviously, we are not. We're not broke.
If you were not broke, you wouldn't be being taxed like crazy like this. You're broke as a country. So long as I don't get a bus,
if we were broke, would we have had elections? Would we have bought those BVVV cakes? We don't have money.
You're using bonus money, of which you're going to pay for. You know how much debt we as Uganda
supplementary.
It's crazy. You're broke.
Hey.